Welcome back to a new episode of From Our Mind to Yours.
Episode 15. I'm D'Angelo.
Episode 15.
Yes.
It feels, I was just telling D'Angelo, it feels so good
Primary
to be back.
Primary host, co-host.
He keeps saying that, but he's been a host this entire time.
Okay, we'll switch the narrative. Host and host.
Yeah, we don't. That doesn't even need to be said. That's obvious. That we are the hosts of. That's how I introduce it every time. Welcome back to blah blah blah. I'm your host Destiny, and this is your host Destiny.
We're both Destiny.
This is your host D'Angelo.
Yes.
You know. So yeah, it feels real good to be back. We haven't posted a new video in 2 weeks, and which is kind of interesting because the episode before that, and I want to say the episode before that episode, what we had spoken on taking breaks and like just trying to find our groove with this. And then the fact that we took another 2 week break, it wasn't even, okay, let me not phrase it like a 2 week break. It wasn't even like a break.
No.
It was, we had intentions of recording both weeks, but it just, we weren't mentally there. We weren't ready to do that. And this is like, we actually put our all into these episodes. And so we don't want to show up half-assed and give something that's like not helpful or not even really us.
Exactly. You know? And if we're going through something mentally, emotionally, even spiritually, because those things affect you too, We take our time, we realign, we recuperate, we rejuvenate, and when, like she said, when we're ready to do those things, then we come back to it, right? We want raw, cut, authentic, organic every time we do these things. So if we're not feeling that way, we're not going to do it. We're not going to, like she said, put something in half-ass just to produce. We're not producers. We're just us.
It's not fabricated. Like a lot of stuff that is pushed and put onto social media in this day and age, like most things that you see are fabricated. It is not what it seems.
Yes, because people are trying to do what other people do because they get the likes and the views. You know, it's all a domino effect on what the consumers want instead of what the producers want.
You know, and I feel like that's a fine line to balance because obviously you want people to like your stuff and to engage and to support what you're doing.
Yes.
And I just think it's I can understand how tempting it is to produce and put out what you notice people tend to really like. Just to get that those views and that engagement.
Yeah,
but I feel like
to an extent.
In the conversation of longevity, that doesn't work.
Yes, because we know that regardless of what is popular, what's trendy, blah, 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 people naturally and without thought subconsciously gravitate towards authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
They gravitate towards people being themselves and they don't even know why.
Yeah.
Like, damn, I don't even know why I like this person, but I like this person, you know? But because authenticity rules their life, it's easy for them to follow, you know, just keep up with somebody who doesn't know how to do anything else besides be themselves. Mm-hmm. So authenticity rules whatever trendy, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff that goes on. That's what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
absolutely.
It was a little long, but I feel like we explained what we wanted to explain.
Yeah. Like we said, we needed time to develop our authenticity a little bit more.
I wouldn't even say develop it. I would say we just weren't willing to compromise it.
Yes, that's why
I
say
develop. For the sake of making a video and putting it out.
Yeah, that's why I say develop, because we were at a point where what we would have done would not have been. And so we had to develop parts in our mindset that allowed us to keep us that way. You know what I mean? We were at a point a week and 2 weeks ago when we could have made videos and stuff where we weren't at a point mentally where we felt that our video would have came out authentic and organic. You know what I mean?
But I don't think that means we're working on our authenticity.
No, no. Our authenticity just comes naturally. It just...
But isn't that what you said?
The situations and the circumstances and the experiences that we were in a week and 2 weeks ago when we could have done these things didn't align with our authentic selves and what we would have posted in a video and expressed to the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we had to come back to ourselves, inside ourselves, and figure those things out. That's the development part. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, not that we had to develop authenticity in a way that people would understand it a different way, but yeah. For us to
recuperate. I mean, it makes sense now that you, like, thoroughly elaborated. Explained that. Yeah. Because yeah. No, just understand. Based off of what you said, that is what people would think, because that's what you said. But now that you explained what you meant by that, like, no, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
For sure.
Now, let's get to what we were going to talk about today.
Let's get into the episode. Today's episode, we want to talk about feminine energy. What that is.
Yes.
What it might look like.
And the balance of energies between both.
Yeah.
Divine femininity and divine masculinity. No, go ahead.
You sure?
I know you have stuff to talk about.
You have stuff to say too.
No, no, I will elaborate after.
That's usually how
I go. Yeah, I just like to let you.
Anyways,
start it out because I want to elaborate on what you have to say and what I feel about those things because right now I don't have a specific. Okay, masculine, feminine energy. This is what I think. Blah blah blah. I want to kind of piggyback off of what you're saying.
Okay, so what I have gathered and what I have learned about what feminine energy is it's very intuitive. It's very, you lead with your gut and how you're feeling and
creation.
You allow things to flow and naturally happen for you without forcing it.
Yes.
Because on the other hand is masculine energy, which is that the force and the action and putting things into place to make things happen.
Leadership.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And feminine energy is much more of... not that you can't be a leader and lead with your feminine energy. It's more so like feminine energy is allowing things to come to you, allowing things to work for you
and
happen for you. It's receiving. That the basis of it is receiving. And masculine energy is the doing, the action.
Implementing the, stepping forward.
And I have had to learn the hard way my entire life, I can say, that I have definitely been subconsciously not realizing it, leading with my masculine energy and trying to figure out what I need to do and how I need to make things happen. And for lack of better words, it's not been working. It's been such a struggle. And just recently I came across learning about how to implement my feminine energy and allow myself to receive help, allow myself to receive information and the different ways that I can go about my life.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah. The universe tells you those things regardless of if you want to hear them or not. I mean, you operate, like you said, you've been operating out of a masculine energy field, and the universe subtly tells you, hey, let's try this. Let's try tapping into your feminine side a little bit more. Let's see what that gets you, right? Because you've, like you said, you've been in a stage where you know and feel that the masculinity has came out, and that you've been trying to rule your life throughout masculinity, because the masculine energy is leadership. It is taking action. It is implementing things, being confident and focused and efficient on certain things.
And there's a time and place for that.
There's a time and place. Mm-hmm. There's a situation. There's for an experience for those things. Yes, for women.
Mm-hmm.
Women as well as men have a balance of both masculine mm-hmm. and feminine energy if they have a balance. If they figure those things out. If they know when situation requires one, if which other situation requires the other.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always a balance between the both. One will rule in certain circumstances and the other will rule in other circumstances right. when it is required. Right. Yes. Right. But I mean, naturally we know that women are more drawn to feminine energy and men are more drawn to masculine energy. But mm-hmm. the balance between the both
is necessary.
Is necessary and what makes the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In flourishing in life, mm-hmm. optimizing your existence here and how you're meant to pursue things and operate on things and to think about certain things, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
I like that because I know there's so many women out there that have experienced exactly what I've experienced in trying to make things happen, and it just is not working. It seems like you're trying to figure so much shit out.
Yeah.
And it's just not working. You just don't know what to do. You don't know how to go about the issues that are present in your life. And I feel like that's how I came to this conclusion, how I came across learning more about embracing my feminine energy more mm-hmm. often. Because it just, nothing was working.
Yes.
I was trying to figure out how to fix these certain problems and how to go about certain things. And none of it was working because, and I came to the conclusion that I'm not meant to try and sit here and figure out exactly how to do these different things.
To always be the leader.
To always make shit happen and figure yeah. like figure it out, like
take action.
If that's not working and I've tried that for so long, I'm gonna take a little sit back and be like, okay, you know what?
Come to me, please.
That wasn't working. So yes. We're gonna go ahead and just relax, see what flows my way, and work with whatever I have and whatever comes my way. And that's what it's going to be. And I'm going to make do with what I have. And I'm always going to accomplish my goals and manifest and achieve the dream life I've always dreamt of, because I know that it's a fact. I know that it's going to happen. Absolutely. And when you have that inner knowing and you are dead set on that, and there's nothing that's going to stop that, it's inevitable.
Yes.
And you just release the how and allow things to flow and work with what comes your way. That's how you make it happen. Yes. Without trying to force it and being in your masculine energy.
Yes.
You flow with what comes your way. You work with what you have and let it be.
Well, yeah, and you utilize your primary tools, right? For a long time and for many, many years, women have seen what men have done throughout their masculine energy, right?
Because men were the ones primarily working. I mean, not primarily. Yes, they were the only ones working. So that's all women had to go off of.
Well, yeah. And taking control and power of mm-hmm. certain things that women wanted control of. Mm-hmm. So that they thought in that instance that
that's how you go about that.
And that they had to control their masculine energy to make those things happen. So it threw them off of balance. Mm-hmm. When little did they know that their feminine energy would have brought the same result as what the man did in their masculine energy. And the only reason that the man achieved what they did was through their masculinity, and because they were designed to operate that way primarily. You know,
and I feel like women would have been able to achieve it probably quicker and easier.
If they wouldn't have switched the energy over.
If they were operating out of the feminine energy. Yes, because yes. I have said this to D'Angelo a few times. He don't like it. He don't agree with it. But I stand firm 10 toes down on it that feminine energy is stronger than masculine energy. Yeah, he's laughing and he disagrees.
No, there's a balance of energies that is more powerful than any one primarily. You agree with that.
No, I'm still working on that. I'm still working on what exactly I think and I feel about. I understand that there needs to be a balance in energy, but
so
I think when it comes, okay, so maybe this is where the difference is. And not just talking about the masculine and feminine energies. Maybe where I'm throwing in the extra for women is this human experience.
Okay.
I feel like mentally, women are stronger than men. Mentally.
Well, yeah, you're going through... hold on. You're going through a general... You're grouping everybody into that, right?
Why wouldn't I group everybody into it? No,
absolutely. I'm glad you are. Because, yeah, some people are mentally, emotionally capable of what you're talking about right now. Some people are not. They're far gone.
I'm not talking about the state of humanity right now.
You're talking about the human experience.
I'm talking about what humans are capable of and absolutely what we've seen them be capable of. Not just a fantasy in my head. Like it's proven. It's seen out there what men and women are capable of.
Exactly. And at heights that are exactly the same.
To you. In your eyes.
Okay, we're just going to have to agree to disagree on that one.
Yeah, I guess.
Because, I'm going to use myself for an example, right? I'm a manifesting generator. A lot of what goes into being a manifesting generator, even for a masculine dominant energy, is a lot of feminine energy. The intuitiveness, the creativeness, the compassion, the understanding, right? Those are all things that I've developed as a masculine energy that has made me way more powerful.
Well, not as a masculine energy. You have feminine energy within you as well.
Exactly. But that was something that I wasn't fully tapped into because I shut that part out. I shut the part out of what a feminine energy entails because I felt like I had to be only masculine as a man, which a lot of men do, right? They're the doers without the understanding. They're the thinkers without being intuitive.
I might be persuaded a little bit because I feel like there's such strong qualities on both the different types of energies.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Based off of what I just said.
I'm not easily persuaded. And D'Angelo rarely gets me to be...
Rarely is crazy.
And switch onto what he's...
Hold on. Behind closed doors, behind closed cameras, there's a lot of shit that I say. That she's like... Oh, wow.
D'Angelo, don't front for the freaking camera. What do you mean? You be blowing my mind all the time? Okay.
And vice versa. Okay,
exactly. But that's not what you were saying. You were saying, I'd be blowing her mind all the time. I'd be making her feel like, damn, I am intelligent.
Would you give me 10 seconds to talk?
You wasn't about to say that. You were about to say, yeah, but she does the same thing for me too.
That was the premise of my entire argument.
You know what?
Do you want to fight now or later?
Destiny spoke too soon. That's usually what happens. Usually I'm like, row, 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 row. And he's like, can you just calm down? Because I was about to say that to you. And I'm like,
Can I say what I was going to say? Yeah.
What were you saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
Anyways.
That's why I talk about the balance so strong and what optimizes the way every human can operate at. Being primarily one, primarily the other, but having a balance of both.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, because knowing how my design type is, knowing how I am now after I've learned all these things and I've implemented them in my life, I use my feminine energy a lot for the things I do. Mm-hmm. Still using my masculine energy, but I needed the feminine to allow me to operate intuitively, to allow me to express my creativeness in ways that I would have never done before, thinking that being masculine, tough, hard shell, this, blah, 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 taking action, everything that had to do with masculine energy only worked 10 times better because I implemented the feminine side and allowed the feminine side to take part of control of what the masculine could do in taking action and doing these things, but allowing intuition to drive the action, allowing, you know, all those things femininely to push even further what the masculine could do.
For sure.
By itself. You know,
that's why women, when they're in committed relationships like we are, complement their men.
Yeah.
That's why people are always saying, what is it? Something about like behind every like successful man is like, like a great woman.
Or yeah, like yeah. No, I know.
Something like that. She expands everything about him.
Yes. In his primarily masculine way.
Yes. And that is needed to take that man to those heights.
Yeah.
He would not be able to do that without the help of, not that he wouldn't be able to get there. It just might take a little bit longer. But if he had his woman right there supporting him, it would take him to those heights much quicker.
And maybe not even longer, just very different, right? Men can still achieve those things, but in a negative way. We already know negative energy can take you to what is deemed as success to the eyes of the viewer. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of men that have been deemed successful that do not have a balance of energies, that operate only masculine. But a lot of men think that being only masculine is the way that men are only supposed to operate, which is not correct.
They just never learned.
They never learned. They never had that woman to show them what a balance of energies could do for them and how quick it could be and how much more positive and peaceful and how that experience could have been in such a great way than all the lying and scheming and this and that it took for them to press just masculine energy into what they deemed as success, not just to them, but the eyes of everyone looking at them. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's where the importance of the parents and intentionally parenting and knowing yourself and knowing what you're teaching and implementing into your child comes into play, because clearly men like that, they either didn't grow up with their mother around or their father was not around and the mother had to be very masculine.
Yes. Yes.
And so they didn't learn that feminine side from their mom either.
Yeah.
So either way, they're not learning any of that and just think they only learn the masculine.
Yes.
And they, like I had said, they just never learned that stuff, right? So, like, how are they ever supposed to know any other way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything we talk about, everything we say on this podcast, if people don't, if they've never learned it or don't understand it, they're not even going to know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, we've only we only talk about what we talk about because we've learned it, we've implemented it, we've seen the results, we've loved the results, we've lived through it, we've experienced all of it, and we know that this is the best route for us in all the learning that we've done to get here.
Yeah. There's nothing we have ever talked about that we did not experience and go through ourselves.
Yes.
I wouldn't even feel comfortable talking about anything like that.
Yeah,
like,
it almost doesn't make sense.
D'Angelo and I, before we press record, we just went over real quick, like, just to have a basis, like, okay, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And there was a different topic I had written down, and I was like, you know, I want to talk about that on a different episode because I don't feel educated enough. I have certain experiences with it, and I have an understanding of what I think it is, but I don't have enough information on that topic to sit here and act like I know exactly what I'm talking about to try and teach something to somebody else.
Yeah.
I will never try and pretend like I know what I'm talking about. Anytime I share any information, it's because it's from my own personal experience and what I've gathered and what I've learned from it. Not that it's all factual. That's just how I feel and what I've learned.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right? So. Because one truth to somebody is not the truth to somebody else. It's just how it works, right? Anything you can find on the internet that says this is good for you, there's going to be somebody else on the internet that says that's not good for you. You're not supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And this other person says that's the most amazing thing you can ever do. You know, you'll always get that contradiction in what is true and what is not, but it just matters what's true to you and what is not, right? So like she said, these are all results of things that we've tried, we've implemented, we've learned, we've experienced, we've, you know, whatever.
On to the next topic. So the next one is patience with your journey. And I wrote down this topic to talk about because I feel like it's important to elaborate on the fact that it's not necessarily a conversation about patience when it comes to your journey.
Yeah.
It's and when I say your journey, I just mean your life. The experience that you're having.
Yeah, in your this journey lifetime. Is your life.
Yeah. I don't feel like it's necessarily patience that you need to have. And I'm focusing on that word because a lot of the times people tell you when you're working towards your goals and your dreams, like you need to just have patience and allow things to happen. I don't feel like it's necessarily patience. I feel like it's just you're just taking the necessary steps and doing what you need to do to achieve your goals and your dreams.
Yes.
I feel like looking at it as being patient is not negative, but I feel like if we were to switch the perspective, it would help and it would feel a lot different in the day-to-day when you're looking at it as, not that I'm just being patient, I'm just waiting for this all to work out for me. It's when you switch it, the narrative, to look in the perspective, to looking at it as like, okay, I'm not necessarily just waiting for this stuff to work out and to happen for me. This is just part of that journey. This is just the stuff that I'm doing on the way to that. And as I'm living this out and as this stuff is happening in present time and everything comes together and works out for me. I don't feel like we necessarily need to be patient.
Yes. Well, okay. For me, I think that it's the emotion tied behind what being patient is to certain people, right? Patience for us and what we've learned and all that stuff always comes with a positive reassurance of what the universe will give us as an experience due to our patience. For some people, like you said, patience has a negative connotation because what comes with patience for them is, oh, this is taking so long. I've waited so long. Why not me? Why not now? Why not you know, the emotion that goes behind being patient is something negative for somebody. And for somebody like us, patience is reassurance. It's, you know, affirmation towards the things we know that we're going to get from the universe for being patient and moving towards those steps in which the patience will bring results and rewards. You know what I mean?
Kind of.
Okay.
Because I feel like what patience means is it entails waiting. Do you get what I mean? Like,
okay, so patience is the ability to remain calm and endure difficult circumstances such as waiting for something or dealing with problems.
Exactly. It entails waiting for something.
But that's an emotion of the ability to remain calm.
But that's what I'm saying, you might be looking at it differently, but I'm saying what patience is that. It is waiting for something. And I feel like if we were to switch the perspective and the narrative from not being patient, it's not that you're even being patient for anything. This is just the different steps you need to take to get to where you're trying to go. Absolutely. It's not even being patient. This is just what you need to do to get to where you're trying to go.
I know, but some people don't know what they need to do. Some people don't know the steps of the journey that get them to where they achieve the reward that they are seeking from the universe.
Now that's a different conversation because we're talking about patience on your journey.
Well, yes. And some people don't know what the patience will entail for them because they're in the present, whatever present moment has for them and whatever patience is to them could not be what they're looking for. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you're right. I think you're right. But I think patience is different for everybody else in what the journey and situation will bring to them.
Specifically, yes, but being patient is the same for everybody. Well, being patient is being patient.
I know, but being patient for us is still taking action, still doing the steps and things we need.
I'm saying I'm not being patient. That's the difference. That's my whole point of all this. So, I'm not being patient. I'm not looking at it as being patient. Patient is not even in the equation with what I'm explaining right now. That's what I'm saying is trying to shift that. You're not being patient.
So you're trying to shift out of not being patient at all.
Not the opposite of patience. It's just the vocabulary of patience is not in my mindset. I'm not thinking of it as being patient. I'm simply just doing what I need to do to get to where I want to get to.
So taking action and operating in a masculine energy.
But do you understand what I'm saying? I understand patience and what that means and what that entails, but I'm taking that out of the equation and I'm just not looking at shifting my perspective and not looking at it as being patient. I'm not waiting for anything.
Well, yes,
I'm just doing the things that I need to do. And when those different blessings and opportunities and milestones that I'm reaching come into my present moment, that's when they come because I'm taking the necessary steps. I'm not looking at it as I'm waiting for anything.
Yes. And you don't have to be in that mindset, but that is what you're doing.
But it makes a difference. Maybe I am being patient by doing those things. But it makes a difference when you shift mentally, when you shift that mindset from being patient and waiting for something to happen while you're doing what you're doing to, okay, I don't need to wait for anything. I'm just going to focus on doing what I'm doing, and that's going to get me to where I'm at. That mentally is going to make a world of a difference.
Exactly. And you're absolutely right.
That was my whole point of that.
You're right. And I love it. I love that you switched the narrative.
But what? But
No, but, I'm saying you're being patient regardless of if you're if you're being
and conscious I acknowledge that. I acknowledge that. Although that maybe I am
both sides.
Exactly. Although I am being patient, I'm just not viewing it that way anymore.
Yeah, you're not viewing it as what patience entails, as waiting for something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's what makes the difference.
You are taking aligned action and taking the steps you need towards whatever you're trying to achieve. And the patience is allowing the universe to give it to you in the divine timing of mm-hmm. when it is right. Because divine timing is the
ultimate
absolute law. Of
mm-hmm.
when something will come to you. Okay, you cannot force divine timing.
Yeah.
So that's the part of being patient that you will always have from the universe, regardless of if you're conscious of it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are absolutely right.
Because I feel like inevitably, when you do focus on being patient, there is a level of frustration there. Inevitably, there's going to be frustration when your mindset is to be patient.
Yes.
Inevitably, you are going to at some point get frustrated because that's what you're focusing on. You're trying to tell yourself to be patient and you're like waiting for this thing to happen instead of focusing on what you need to do. And out of nowhere, without you, you're not focusing on it anymore. It happens.
Yes, but you're right. But I think what emotions are tied to what being patient is to you, because we know that emotion dictates every experience we experience in this human experience. Everything.
How many times did you say experience?
Right? Three times right there in one fucking sentence.
This is like an insight to mine and D'Angelo's daily conversations.
All the time.
We are constantly having conversations just like this where it's like, okay, yeah, no, I get what you're saying, but I'm saying this. Okay, no. A little bit of what you're saying there, it makes sense to me, but like I'm saying this about that.
Yes, okay, because we have a further understanding of what we're trying to explain to each other than the other one has of what is in the other person's head. You know what I mean? Like
say it again, because that didn't my brain didn't catch that. We have a
further
that.
Understanding of what is in here than what we are trying to explain to the other person.
Oh, for sure. All we can do is explain it to the best way we can. But sometimes it doesn't translate the way we're thinking it. Yeah. For sure.
Right?
Yeah.
To me, patience is important. And only because I'm at a mental, emotional, physical, spiritual level to understand that patience will bring all these rewards to me. And not because I'm sitting waiting for those things to happen. I'm always taking aligned action. I'm always doing the steps necessary to what those rewards will give to me. But being patient is like what Russ said. It could take 10 years to be an overnight success. And you're not thinking about what the 10 years had as a journey for you in that step of one night in a perspective of thinking you were nothing, not in the way of being negative, but not being seen in a way that the next morning brought you to the eyes of a million people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was patience. That 10 years was patience, but mm-hmm. you always took those steps. You always made those moves. You always made those adjustments. You switched and pivoted to what the universe was supposed to give you as a reward. The patience is what that overnight was.
Mm-hmm.
The patience was getting that reward the next day after the 10 years of work.
Mm-hmm.
And like, holy shit, you wake up and fucking a million people, 5 million people, 10 million people are now looking at you. In what that 10 years of patience was along that journey of implementing and putting those steps in and, you know,
mm-hmm.
and living in that journey
mm-hmm.
and implementing that journey and what it entailed, you know,
mm-hmm.
for that reward. That's why I think patience for me is important.
Okay. So what I have gathered is that what we're both saying.
Both right.
Is that. Patience is important, right?
Yes.
I understand that. And clearly with what I explained, included being patient.
Well, you said
no,
don't think of patience as what it is, because you're still putting in the work. And I tried to explain.
And included being patient, I just shifted my perspective on patience.
Putting in the work. Doing the work.
Which essentially is what you were just explaining right now.
Yeah.
That is patience, but at the same time, you're not being focused. I guess the point is you're not focused on being patient.
Yes, you're absolutely. That's why I told you every time you're absolutely right. Everything you said, I said you were absolutely right. But let me further.
I know, but like what I was talking about. You tell me I'm absolutely right, like multiple times a day. Multiple times. Shut up is crazy because you do. Like no, I'm not just like.
You're right.
Exaggerating, like but, I'm but usually right a lot of the time.
Explain to you why I think you're
understood
right and
what you were saying.
No, I know. Well, no, it but wasn't the thing until is, I no, further elaborated on what patience was in this very last part that I spoke
okay,
on,
but,
where you're like, okay, I understand what you're fully saying now.
For sure.
Yes, because you were like, patience.
Because I need you that. Because I really need you to explain stuff sometimes because. I am so convicted with the way that I feel and think about things.
Yes.
And so it takes a lot for someone to persuade me to think differently. Yes. You really need to come with the shits to be able to convince me to feel differently than the way that I do.
Okay. And this is a long relationship in the making. This is a very elevated
stage we've been together for over 10 years.
Over 10 years. Okay. So, and yes, I'll tell you 5 years ago, pretty much nothing I said would have, it would have all went in this ear and came out the
other one. 5 years ago is crazy. Don't touch my microphone.
Sorry. Not
five years ago is crazy, D'Angelo.
8 years ago. 7 years
there
ago.
There we go. I'll give you seven.
I'll say seven I'll give you because seven is when this journey for us really kick-started.
Hold up, wait. No, I'll give you seven.
Yeah.
Pushing six.
We're both elevated souls.
Five is crazy. Because our child is 4.5 years old.
If you think about it. But mentally, we still weren't in a strong position. Even
mentally, we were much better before she was born. Before we even moved. No. We'll continue this conversation off camera. Because he's driven.
Well, okay. Okay. Yeah. We'll
continue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
What were we saying? And we were talking about patience.
Yeah. But that was the end of that.
Yeah, I think
we didn't really have much to say after
that. Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff out on patience. That was good. So you understand what I'm saying now?
I've been understood.
Yeah. It's, you know, for me, emotion, experience, you know, a lot of things that... I don't think people understand... A lot of people don't understand... patience the way we've just explained it to them.
Possibly.
Because, like you said, patience has a negative connotation towards it. Because people don't want to wait for those
Because
things.
Usually when somebody is having to focus on being patient, there's usually some things they're struggling with in their life. People that are not really concerned and are just living life and doing the things they love to do and being successful with it or not, patient isn't really a focal point at all.
Yes.
Because things are just happening for them and it's just naturally flowing.
Yes, because they've broken past patience.
Or they never had to struggle with that. There are people out there that have never, no, yes, because of their mindset, but because of their upbringing, too. There are people out there that never had to struggle for anything or
physically
work for mentally to even change their mindset, to change stuff about their life.
Yes, you're probably right. And no, because some people would are deemed as success to the eyes of the viewer. They go through a lot of mental shit. Because physically they never had to worry about those things, but mentally were never equipped and capable of taking what those physical things were in the eyes of success and turning it into something mentally positive.
Because their parents came about it a whole different way. They don't know anything about how their parents came about that success or the foundation that they built for their children.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You hear about the rich kids that, you know, they were born rich kids, but, you know, got into drugs and this and that and blah, blah, blah. I mean, why would you do that? I mean, you had everything. You lived in a mansion. You had access to money, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But were never mentally capable of what a physical, already prepared and given life to them, mm-hmm. established life was for them. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So mentally, they went off the deep end. You know?
And it's crazy because there's a lot of wounded people that would be like, I don't feel bad for them, blah, blah, blah. I've had it way worse. Like, at least they
you have money.
Exactly. But it's like, clearly that person doesn't understand that money doesn't solve all of your problems. No. It solves quite a few of them. Let's not get it twisted. Money does solve quite, for people coming from a struggle, money solves quite a few of problems.
Yes.
But for the people that never had to struggle and they grew up with parents that created that foundation for them and were financially stable and successful, they didn't have to deal with those issues, but that doesn't mean that there's not any other problems for them in their life, because money is not the only thing that people are trying to overcome.
Yes, because everything that they deal with is mental.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes...
I mean, even with struggling with money, everything is mental. Physically, everything is mental.
But I've met the people and heard the situations of people that had little money, little food to eat, this, that, but had a very strong family life. They all loved being around each other. The family dynamic was actually amazing, but they didn't have the physical, the money, the capability of providing in a physical way that rich people have and have easy access to, right?
It just goes to show you that money isn't everything.
Money isn't everything. I've heard people with money that go through hell. I mean, the worst hell that people with no money could have ever went through. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but every situation is different. You never know what they did to get that money and repercussions.
I'm just saying I've experienced, just in my small experience here in the human experience, both ends of the spectrum.
Right.
People with no money that are happy, healthy, and have a great family life, and people with all the money in the world, family broken, they don't ever see their parents, they're into drugs, they do this, blah, blah, blah. I'm just giving examples. And I've experienced both. I've seen both, you know?
I feel like with that being said, you don't have to pick or choose one side or the other.
No.
There's definitely a balance. You can have...
Pick what's for you.
The financial freedom as well as a healthy family life.
Yes, absolutely.
It's possible.
It's way more than possible.
It's more than possible. Where a lot of us people are not set up with the tools and the knowledge to understand that we are more than capable of creating that for ourselves. And all we have to do is follow the little nudges that our intuition and our heart are telling us.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if it doesn't logically make sense or what my heart and what my mind is telling me that I love to do doesn't make... I don't see many people making much money doing this. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because all that matters is you and your energy that you are fueling towards that.
And the what universe, is aligned for you?
The universe is always going to support that. You don't have to figure out how it's going to happen, or I don't see any physical, tangible proof that people that do this are successful and financially free. It doesn't matter. You could be the first one to show people that it's possible doing what you do.
Absolutely.
You'll never know if you don't try it.
Yes. You miss 100% of the shots. Okay,
we gotta go. My battery's about to die.
Okay.
We have to wrap it up. I literally just looked up and my battery, my camera on my bed. My battery on my camera is like
done.
Time to go. Okay. Bye.
That was an amazing episode.
Okay.
Thank you for everyone who listens and supports. Follows and supports and gains something from what we say, right? This is all personal experience that comes from us.
Yeah. We love all of our supporters, anybody that
every single one of you
is watching, listening, anything. We love you. Everyone we hope you learned something. Yeah. All we want to do is help people with what we've learned.
Yes.
So.
And take you through our experience.
We'll catch you guys in the next episode. Stay tuned in. Follow, subscribe, turn your notifications on, all of that good stuff. We'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.